Now you have this unusual parable that our Lord gave here that only Mark records it, and it's of action. He said, so is the kingdom of God. Now, you remember I said the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, they are two terms that are used. The kingdom of God is synonymous with the kingdom of heaven here, but the kingdom of God's not identical with the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God's the larger term. The kingdom of heaven is in the kingdom of God. For instance, the state of California is in the United States, but it's not the United States, in spite of what the Chamber of Commerce says. But it is in that. And so you can say that you're in California. I'm in California now, and I'm also in the United States. Both are true. Now, he talks about here the growing of the seed. As a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. And today we don't know too much about the growing of seed. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, the harvest is come. Now this is a parable of power and action. The growth of seed into a plant and fruit is a mystery to this day. You see, the old bromide is true. Great oaks from little acorns grow. But after all the years of scientific progress, there's not much more that can be added to this. The label of osmosis adds little to our understanding, all the reservoir of knowledge has been increased. Now let me give a quotation here that I wrote after a trip back from the East, and it's in my notes on Mark. These notes were prepared on the train from Atlanta, Georgia to Los Angeles, California during the month of March. Spring had already come to the southern section of our country. Trees were budding. Flowers were blooming. The azaleas in Mississippi were gorgeous, and the farmers everywhere were plowing and planting. No one could tell just what was happening, but everyone was reacting to it and accepting it with full enjoyment and happy anticipation of the future harvest. Tremendous power was being released in nature as nitrogen took on the garment of green. If God let it go at once, it would make a hydrogen bomb sound like a Chinese firecracker. Now, this is a parable of the power of the Word to work in our hearts and lives. What a marvelous parable this is here. Then you have the parable of the mustard seed here. We've had that before. And you'll notice that mustard is not food. It's a condiment. And the growth of a mustard seed into a tree is unnatural. It's the outward growth of Christendom in great organizations, big churches, large programs geared to human energy and not to the Holy Spirit. And the birds and the branches are not even good either. They represent Satan. Now, we find here that our Lord leaves off teaching and they go out into the sea. He wants to rest. He's tired. He goes to sleep. And then you have this miracle of him quieting the sea. And did you know the thing that made them fear? It says they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? It was not so much the fact he quieted the storm, but the way that he did it. It had just leveled out. There was a sudden calm. And this miracle was so great that it made these men afraid. What a wonderful thing it is. He puts us in the storms of life in order that we might come closer to him and that we might know him better. Jesus, Savior, pilot me o'er life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rocks and treacherous shoal. Chart and compass come from thee, Jesus, Savior, pilot me.